Today we're looking at the book of 1 Peter. I think a lot of times, in fact, you know, when Tommy was on the air yesterday and Rick Isaiah was in, off the air, I forget what it's called, but they were talking about whatever that, what's that big new exercise?
P90X,
yeah, and I hear a lot about that anymore, and you know, that's one of the big things right now is using that method to get in shape, to build up the muscles, to build up the strength and the bulk. That's one of the big things. And I was reading through 2 Peter, and it was kind of neat having just heard that conversation yesterday to have read through 2 Peter last night. And I'm reading through this thinking, wow, you know, there's a lot of things that actually apply right here to the Word of God. 2 Peter, I'm just going to read the appropriate parts to you really quickly. This is verses 2. We'll probably read through verse number 10 or 11. It says, "Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. As his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is of this world through lust. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue, knowledge, to knowledge, self-control, to self-control, perseverance, to perseverance, godliness, to godliness, brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he has cleansed himself from old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. And if you do these things, you will never stumble." Now, as we read these things, you know, the first things I want to show you, let's go back to verse number 2, and I want to point out just a couple of things on why, and we'll get to the exercise part in just a second. But in verse number 2, it says, "May grace," and grace is God's favor. Grace is God giving us those things that we don't deserve. It's those things that we really have done nothing to deserve. It's just evidence of his love. It is his favor being poured out to us. And the letter here is from Peter is saying, may God's grace, his favor, his unmerited favor, his giving us that which we really have no right to even expect or deserve, that grace and peace, his peace is just bringing, well, what you'd expect peace to be. But peace is also that that perfect well-being. It's talking about the spiritual prosperity. It's talking about the peace that comes when you are prospering in your soul, the peace that comes with that and the knowledge that comes with that. In fact, if you read that verse in that little section in the Amplified Bible, it explains it this way. Peace, which is the perfect well-being, all necessary good, all spiritual prosperity and freedom from fears and agitating passions and moral conflicts be multiplied unto you into the full, personal, precise, and correct knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. So what Peter is saying here is, listen, are you looking for God's grace? God does have grace. He does have that favor standing by, ready to pour out to you. And that peace which means you have everything that is necessary, all the necessary good that you require, and all spiritual prosperity. And peace also means freedom from those fears. Man, what things are you fearful about today? It is really easy, and this is a constant struggle for me, it's really easy to pick up fears. I mean, to look at something that's coming ahead, you just start to get a little bit antsy about it, you worry about it, you fret over it, and the more you fret over it, all of a sudden it becomes a fear. Well, God's peace, and how many of you would like to live your life today knowing you had these two things? You had God's favor, his grace, that which you don't deserve, those good things poured out to you, and his peace, which means you have all the spiritual prosperity, all necessary goods, and freedom from fears and agitating passions. Listen, I understand what agitating passions are. That may sound kind of complex to you, but let me tell you what agitating passions are. We get passionate about things in our life, and sometimes our passions rule us. Now, passion can be a good thing if it's a passion for the Word, if it's a passion for the things of God. That's a good thing. But if it's passion for something other than that, you know, your passions can direct you. Your passions can dictate where you're going to go. I just had an incident in my own family My father's having very major surgery coming up a week from today. And as a family, we're emailing stuff back and forth. And it's just because of those agitating passions. It's because some of my siblings are just very passionate about this. And because of the emotions that are stirred up, that sometimes things are said which aren't really intended. Things are said which can be hurtful. Things are said which stir up other people as well. These are the agitating passions. These are the things that, because they're not directed positively, because it's a passion for the wrong things. It's a passion for the things that are stirred in the flesh, not a passion for the things that are stirred in the spiritual. And those are agitating passions. In other words, it means it's going to bring you agitation, and it brings agitation to those around you as well. Wouldn't you like freedom from that? How many people in your life have, I was going to say the gift of agitating passions, but it's not a gift. How many people in your life have the ability, and it seems to be the proclivity, to bring about those agitating passions? They can stir up and agitate a situation and stir up and agitate your life. Man, wouldn't it be nice to be free of those things? It's one of the things that's promised here. Agitating passions and moral conflicts. You know, part of the time when we have those agitating passions in ourself, those are the things that lead us to that moral conflict. Because we're giving way to the passions of the flesh, the passions of the mind, the passions of the carnal, again, as opposed to the passions of the spiritual, the passions of the word. And these are the things that lead us to the moral conflict. These are the things that lead us to the moral compromises. And moral compromises never bring peace. In fact, it brings nothing but self-destruction. It just brings destruction upon ourselves and destruction upon all the things that we've tried to build up in our lives. Well, Peter is saying here in the book of 2 Peter that God's favor and peace from all these things, these can be ours. How do we do this? Well, it says that these things are multiplied. These blessings, this kind of peace, and this kind of favor from God, they're multiplied to us. How? Well, it says, grace and peace multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. The peace and the favor comes from that knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. What's the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ? I mean, we have seen this just as the months have gone by doing the prayer closet. This is one of those themes that just keeps reoccurring. How many times in the New Testament do we see it talking about the knowledge of Jesus Christ? And again, remember, the knowledge means it is that personal, intimate relationship. To know somebody, when it's talking about knowledge of, or to know someone in this manner, it's talking about the same kind of intimacy that you would talk about in a husband-wife relationship. It's talking about the same kind of knowing when it says that Adam knew Eve. This is the kind of intimacy that it's talking about, that we should have that kind of closeness, that Jesus Christ is such a part of our lives that the same things that you would share with only that person that you are intimate with, this is how close Jesus Christ is to your life. And as you have that knowledge of him, as you have that kind of personal knowledge and personal relationship with him, these are the things that will lead to that favor from God and that peace that we were talking about. Those things are multiplied. Those things are multiplied as you develop and spend that time developing that personal relationship with him, having that knowledge. That knowledge means spending time with him. That knowledge means getting to know him, which only comes through time in the word, time just like we have right here today, and time just like you have when you spend the time in the word, and time just quietly listening to him, being with him. You know, sometimes with that person that you're most intimate with, yeah, you like to talk, but there comes times that you know you just have to sit and listen, because that person loves you enough and knows you well enough that they can give you guidance that you can't have yourself. I had an issue yesterday. I had myself all, driving into work yesterday, I had my mind all just messed up. I mean, I was just thinking wrong. I was in the wrong direction. I was taking things. I was taking offense by things from things that were said. And it was my wife, and the only one who can do this, knew me intimately enough that she could call me and say very gently and very lovingly, and I knew to listen. And I listened to what she had to say. And because we had the intimate relationship, I believed her. And I knew she was right because I knew that she knew me. And I knew that she had my best interest at heart. And I knew what she said was motivated by love. And so I was able to hear what she said and listen and apply. Well, the same thing is true with our relationship with Jesus Christ. It's an intimate relationship. And so we have to have that time to be able to hear and to listen and to know, because he is sharing with us things, with you. He is sharing right now today He's speaking to you, whether I'm tuned in or not. He's speaking to me, and he's speaking to you. And he's sharing with you the things that you need to know because he loves you. And because he knows you best, he's sharing things with you to guide you, to direct you, to protect you, and to help you have the fullness of all the things that he has established for you and the things that he wants to do through you. So 2 Peter chapter 2 says that this grace and this peace is multiplied by our personal, and I love the way it says in the Amplified, is multiplied to you in full personal. That means you can't just have a partial relationship with Jesus Christ. You can't just go to him when it's convenient. To have a full relationship with Jesus Christ means you're not just going to him when you have those moments of crisis. It means you're not just looking to him when all of a sudden things are not working out, when you feel the walls closing in on you, when the situations and circumstances of life are starting to compress upon you and you're feeling that pressure, then you reach out to him. That's not the full personal relationship. That's a relationship where you use the other person. You know, if you had that kind of relationship with your spouse or with someone else in your life where you only went to them when you had a need, that wouldn't be much of a relationship and it wouldn't last long. It would not be healthy and you would not derive benefits from it. And that person would want nothing to do with you. Now, fortunately, Jesus doesn't have that kind of heart. He always wants to do with us. But it's talking about these things, that grace and that peace, that favor of God, that unmerited blessing that he just wants to pour out upon you because he loves you. And that peace from all those other things that steal and rob you of the daily peace that you can just start your day instead of being stressed and tense and every muscle in your body tensed. Instead of starting your day like that, you can start it with, I'm looking forward to what today brings. God's got good things for me. Wouldn't that be a great way to start your day? It can, but it comes in that full personal relationship with Christ. In fact, the description goes on to use words like precise and correct knowledge of God and our Lord Jesus Christ. We need that precise, personal, full relationship with him. Then we receive those things. So many times it's easy for me to get upset with God and say, God, why are you not coming through in this? Why am I not seeing results in this? I'm trusting you, I'm believing you, I'm praying. Why am I not seeing these things? Am I just going to God because I have that need? Or am I spending time developing that full and personal relationship with him? Now, here it is, 17 after already. We're going to pick this up again on Monday. And as we get to the verses, and I would really encourage you, with that setup, with that foundation we just talked about from verse 2, I want you to read ahead again through verse 10, because some of those verses are very familiar. You know what it says to us? And we're supposed to add, after diligence, we're supposed to add with diligence, we're supposed to add faith to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control. Okay, these are talking about, in fact, you can look at it, and we'll talk about this on Monday, when you look at it again in the Amplified Bible, what it says is exercising. For example, in verse 6, it says, and exercising knowledge, you develop self-control. In the same way that, and I forgot what Tommy said it was already, whatever the P90, PX, whatever it was. I mean, that's the big, new, for guys kind of exercise program to build up muscles and to get back in shape. Well, the same thing is true in the spiritual end. And here Peter is telling us, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that, hey, if you want these qualities, here's what you have to do. You have to exercise virtue. If you exercise virtue, then you're going to gain knowledge. And as you exercise that knowledge, then you're going to gain self-control. And as you exercise self-control, this is what it's talking about. And the more you exercise those virtues, which build upon one another, that's where you get to the place where you can fully receive and work in and be utilized by God in the way that he wants to use you. We'll look at that in more detail on Monday, but that's 2 Peter chapter 2. Read those verses again with that basis of understanding from verse number 2. Read those other verses and see how that applies to your life today. Then we'll look at it together.